listening to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Today we'll be talking about Christian leadership in sports with Indianapolis Colts head coach Tony Dungy.
The team really takes on the characteristics of its leaders. If you can have that leadership, if you can have the veteran players who set a standard, everyone's going to follow along.
Coach Dungy was influenced for Christ by some of his teammates when he played with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll hear from one of those players from the Steel Curtain of the 1970s and 80s, Donnie Schell.
Any locker room, especially in that football league locker room, is a great place to witness because you can't be a phony. You got to be authentic. Players will pick that up quite readily.
We'll also hear from the quarterback who will lead the Florida Gators in the national championship game against Oklahoma, Tim Tebow.
You know, football is an opportunity for me to influence people for Christ. You know, God gave me this athletic ability to use it for His glory.
And if you haven't already, we'll tell you how to get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. But right now, it's time to bring in Ron Brown, the host of Sharing the Victory. Ron is also an assistant coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, who will take on Clemson in the Gator Bowl on New Year's Day. Here's Ron Brown, ready to get today's program underway.
A familiar guest, but never one that we would ever take for granted, and always fresh and exciting, the head football coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Tony Dungy. Tony, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's always great being on with you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Tony, I read somewhere in Scripture the other day where it said, when the righteous rule, the city rejoices. And I wanted to get your take on that with football teams, because I've just knowing your story as a young player with the Pittsburgh Steelers years ago, Chuck Knowles, Super Bowl teams, you had some great leaders on that team. Mel Blount, for example, Donnie Schell played in the secondary with you. These guys were Christians, strong leaders, great players. What type of impact did they have, not only personally on you, but in terms of leading that team, that God put them in such a role that they would have great influence on that great team?
Well, they certainly did, and I always tell people that one of the reasons we did something unprecedented, won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, was because of the leadership we had. And so many of the Christian guys went out to practice every day, and we had some tremendous practices because their commitment was not to just win games or to make the Pro Bowls or anything, but their commitment was to Christ, and they felt like they should practice and do everything the best they could every day. So complacency never sat in. It wasn't a situation where, hey, we're doing great so I can relax. Their focus was using my talent that God has given me the absolute best that I could every day. So therefore, they set the tone, and we had some tremendous practices no matter what the situation. And I really think that had a lot to do with our success.
Tony, talk to us a little bit about, you know, just what it is in that locker room. I mean, I heard of an expansion team in the NFL a number of years ago that really had a discombobulated mental attitude, and a couple of Christians came in and really got a Bible study going, began to change the scene of the locker room, the language changed, the music that was on those videos and the screens and the pornographic type of images that were up there, and all of the dogging and trash talking began to change a little bit as these guys began to press in. Have you seen that on a variety of teams that you've been with?
I have, and a team really takes on the characteristics of its leaders. And your veteran guys are going to set the tone. Young guys come in as rookies or as new players to your team, and they really don't know. They want to fit in, and so they look around and watch the environment, and whatever that environment is, everyone kind of molds themselves to it. And if you can have that leadership, if you can have the veteran players who set a standard, everyone's going to follow along. And we've had that. We had a guy here by the name of Brock Huard. He was a backup quarterback for us and was one of the most important guys on our team in terms of just keeping everyone together, keeping the direction, as you say, inviting guys to Bible study, talking about the families and what's going on in their lives, and pulling everyone in the right direction. So it doesn't have to be the star players. Many times it's that guy behind the scenes who really helps set the tone.
You know, that's a great point. First of all, we're talking to Tony Dungy, the great head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And Tony, that's a very interesting concept. You talked about the backup quarterback, Brock Huard, being a team leader. So many times we think it has to be a star player. We think that worldly position automatically connotes spiritual leadership. And it's not always the case. Could you talk to us a little bit about worldly position versus spiritual leadership from God?
Yeah, it really isn't what the world says. It isn't about notoriety. It isn't about how much money you make. It's the respect that you have and how you carry yourself. That's what I think players especially look up to, and I think that's true in other facets of the world as well. We have a number of guys that you would think, well, this person must be the leader because, you know, he's been to this many Pro Bowls or he's done this or he's gotten this big contract. But most often it isn't. We have a guy here, Jeff Saturday, our center, really, really neat Christian guy, and he has so much respect in our locker room. It's just incredible. And most people around the country, they would guess 25 people on our team before Jeff Saturday. But that's the way it works. And I think the Lord uses all kinds of personalities, all kinds of people. Hmm. But you can't be afraid to take that leadership role just because you're not maybe the most well-known person.
Hmm, great point. You know, going back to the days when you were a young player with the Pittsburgh Steelers and going back to Mel Blount, Donnie Shell, two outstanding defensive backs, Pro Bowl guys, what kind of impact did they have on you in becoming a Christian? Or what was it that really turned your life around or helped turn your life around and pointed you in the direction to receive Christ as your Savior?
Yeah, we had six or seven guys like that, and it was so meaningful to me. I had grown up in a Christian home, had accepted Christ, but like so many boys, you know, when I got to be a teenager, you know, just focusing on sports and focusing on school and really didn't grow as a Christian. And when I got there, I started watching these guys because they were Pro Bowl players, and they were guys I'd watched on TV. And as I just saw them carry themselves day in and day out, the energy that they did things with, the upbeatness that they had, I'm just watching and saying, what is different about these guys? And it was just what was inside them in their life and making Christ number one in everything, including when we're on the field. And that was kind of new for me. And so as I watched and they encouraged me to read and get involved in the Bible studies and put Christ first all the time, it made a big, big impact on me as a 21-year-old. I realized that that's what I wanted to be like. And I'm so thankful to have those guys as great role model.
Tony, you know, it's always a blessing, man, to talk with you. We love you across America.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Tony Dungy, the great head football coach of the Indianapolis Colts, we thank him again for being with us. You heard Tony and I mention some names that were very influential to him while he played for the Steelers. One of those guys was Donnie Shell, the great strong safety, all-pro guy. We're going to hear from Donnie later in the program. But coming up next, the quarterback sensation for the University of Florida Gators, Tim Tebow. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, the national weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
In this past year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has impacted more than 2 million people. When you give to FCA, you're investing in the kingdom of God. Did you know there are creative ways to support FCA? We'd love to show you. To receive a menu of tax-wise, biblical options regarding Christian gift planning, go to fcagiftplan.org. That's fcagiftplan.org or call toll-free 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031.
Was Christ the center of your Christmas? Sure hope so. And it's a great way to bring in the new year with Jesus number one. It's time for FCA across America. Speaking of number one, it's Florida versus Oklahoma for the national championship. Who will be left standing, Florida or Oklahoma? Speaking of standing, the great quarterback for the Florida Gators, Tim Tebow, who will be playing in that game, has taken a very strong stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as they play on January 8th for all the marbles, remember that Tim Tebow and his family have put it on the line for the Lord Jesus Christ. He grew up in the Philippines as a missionary with orphanages and a tough nation sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Since he's been in America, he's been not only a great athlete but a great spokesman for the Lord. Last year at this time, Florida was preparing to play in the Capital One Bowl in Orlando, and Tim had the opportunity to speak at the FCA Bowl Breakfast there. Let's listen to what he had to say.
I had the opportunity to grow up in a Christian home, you know, a very awesome environment, an environment where my dad would teach me character, my mom would teach me scripture verses. I went to church, I tried to do the right thing, and all that was great. But until one day I realized that that didn't save me. I still was lost. I still had sin in my life. You know, going to church, that didn't mean really much at all because I was still a sinner. I still had sin in my life. I had done wrong until one day I realized that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. And until I realized that I have a choice. I can choose to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, or I can choose to reject him. A lot of you high school kids may be going through that right now. A lot of you college kids, a lot of you adults may be going through that right now. You've never personally made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you've gone to church. Maybe you haven't. It doesn't really matter. I had the opportunity this past summer to go speak in a prison, actually two prisons in Union County. And I had the opportunity to kind of, you know, get in there with the inmates and talk to them and get down and dirty with them and just let them know that, you know, hey, a lot of you have done wrong. And a lot of people say that you're no good. You're no good people, that you don't deserve to be in the society. You don't deserve to be here. I let them know that's not true. God loves you just the same. No matter what you've done, he loves you just the same. And he is still offering you this free gift of eternal life that he is offering me. And it is a choice that each one of you have to make. And when I was a young boy, I chose to accept that gift, that free gift of eternal life. And when I did that, I became 100% sure that I'm going to heaven when I die. Because Jesus said that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So when I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, he will be there forever, no matter what. And you know, that's what I shared with the inmates, and that's what I'm sharing with you right now. That if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, he will come into your heart and he will live there and be with you forever. You know, you go through hard times, you go through ups and downs. But no matter what, Jesus Christ is always going to be in your life. That's why FCA has been so important in my life. Because at University of Florida gives me an opportunity to take friends, to take teammates, to go to FCA huddles. Well, maybe they wouldn't go to church with me, but they'll go to FCA. So they get a chance to hear the gospel. They get a chance to accept that free gift of eternal life. And that is why FCA is so important. So I encourage all of you, you know, if you're not into a ministry, I would love for you to help support FCA, because it's a phenomenal organization that helps change the lives of many kids. And many kids on our team, it's helped to change the lives of. But I just want to let you know that, you know, in Christ you can do it all. And that's one of my life verses, Philippians 4:13. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things, not just this or that, but all things, everything you do. And so I encourage all of you who have a platform, use it for the glory of God. Don't use it for your own selfish purposes, but use it for the glory of God, because that's why you have it. So use it for the glory of God.
Florida Gators quarterback Tim Tebow at last year's FCA Capital One Bowl breakfast in Orlando. Next, former Pittsburgh Steelers safety Donnie Shell. Keep it right here on FCA's Sharing the Victory.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes impacts millions of young people. Listen to what Megan wrote.
This past week at FCA Leadership Camp, I've seen the glory of God displayed in so many ways. I felt challenged and encouraged to return to my school with a renewed passion to see my peers come to know Christ.
Would you like to make an investment in the kingdom of God? Contact FCA toll-free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031, or go to FCA.org.
Hi, this is Kurt Warner, quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. And now back to Ron Brown and Sharing the Victory.
One of my all-time favorite players in the National Football League was the strong safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the heyday of the Steelers. His name, Donnie Shell. And Donnie, I played safety throughout my years in high school and college football and my brief time in the NFL. You are always a hero for me, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory today.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Ron. We're looking forward to it.
Donnie, what I loved about you, man, is that you're a physical guy. You had great ball hawk skills. You are the all-time leading interceptor for strong safeties in National Football League history. You were on great teams. You helped them become great teams. You had a tremendous steel curtain defense that you were obviously instrumental in. Where and when and how much influence in terms of you with those Steelers was Jesus Christ at that time in your life?
Oh, it's at the very beginning. Matter of fact, I accepted Jesus into my life my rookie year. Hmm. We were going out to, was in the playoffs and fortunate enough to advance and get into the AFC Championship game, going out to Oakland, California. I had a chance to play Oakland Raiders. If we beat them, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was restless that night. I couldn't figure out why. Just thinking about a lot of different things. And look back over my life, and I have a very successful life. I had finished college and made the NFL team as an NFL undrafted free agent, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't sleep. So I went downstairs and shared with this absolutely stranger the things I'm sharing with you now, and asked him why I couldn't sleep. And he said that what you've done in your life has been good, Donnie, but you're trying to do it without Jesus Christ in your life. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm doomed. He said, no. He said, Jesus so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son for you. And if you accept Jesus Christ in your life, he'll come into your life and fulfill that loneliness and passion and give you a passion for him. And sure enough, I did that with this particular gentleman. And sure enough, the gentleman happened to be the chapel speaker for the next day.
Huh.
Paul Eshelman.
Uh-huh. We're talking with the famed number 31, the great strong safety from the great Pittsburgh Steelers teams of yesteryear, Donnie Schell. Donnie, you talked about being an undrafted free agent, and I know what that's like myself, but Tony Dungy, a name that is very familiar with us, the Indianapolis Colts head football coach, was a player with the Pittsburgh Steelers a number of years ago when you were there. He was an undrafted free agent. He came in from the University of Minnesota, and he tells me numerous times that you and Mel Blount had tremendous influence on him coming to know Jesus Christ as a Savior and Lord. Tell us about the Bible studies you had. Were you involved in a Bible study on that Pittsburgh Steelers team, and was Tony part of that?
Yeah, you know, and it started with the veterans. We get some of the rookies and other players involved, and that's the way I got involved. So, you know, when Tony got there, I shared that, you know, we're having a Bible study before our main meeting in the morning. You need to come down and be a part of it. And sure enough, he took part in that. And the veteran guy would lead the Bible study, and then eventually I think Tony was one of the leaders of it.
Donnie, over the years we've heard about different guys on that Pittsburgh Steelers teams that were believers, that followed Jesus Christ. Were there guys that were obviously following Christ that you could share with us? I think it would be of great interest for us to know as we look at these championship teams over the years, what impact Jesus Christ was having on those teams. Were there any other individuals other than you and Mel Blount and Tony Dungy that had a real love for Jesus?
Well, yeah, John Cove, John Stallworth. Yeah, you can just go right down the line and name it. Benny Cunningham, Ted Peterson was there, Dwayne Woodruff, Tunt Ilkin, offensive lineman. So it was a bunch of guys that was really following the Lord and growing and getting acclimated to being a believer.
You know, Donnie, when you win four Super Bowls and when you're a part of a dynasty like that, sometimes people don't realize the impact that a Christian can have on those teams. Sometimes we just think, oh, there are a bunch of great players there, and they all mesh together, there was chemistry. But oftentimes God uses Christians in situations like that. Did you see Christians on those Steeler teams really having a great influence on the whole team in terms of the impact, how it played, how it responded to adversity, how it made great comebacks, handled pressure off the field as well?
Oh, yeah, because any locker room, especially the National Football League locker room, is a great place to witness because you can't be a phony. You got to be authentic. Players will pick that up quite readily and will let you know about it. So I think from the day to day, as we live our lives for the Lord, that people could see and observe our lifestyle more than what we said at times and really help them and inspire them.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. From a kid who was just getting out of college and thinking about pro football, studying you, reading your comments about your love for Jesus Christ, me being a brand-new Christian at the time, just know that thousands of miles away, there was a young man that was deeply inspired to walk with Jesus Christ because of a man like you. So I just want you to know that what you did for me personally, as I read your commentary and followed your career as a great safety man, but most importantly, as a man who would follow after Jesus Christ, Donnie Schell.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a great deal because you never know who's watching or listening to you and your comments and what you say.
Donnie Schell has been our guest today here on Sharing the Victory, and a great man of yesteryear with a great Steeler teams, great strong safety, but most importantly, a man who follows after the Lord Jesus Christ. Donnie, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory.
Thanks, Ron, for having me.
We still have a lot to do today. Les Steckel will drop by to talk about finishing the year strong. And time is almost running out on our free giveaway. So don't go anywhere, because when Sharing the Victory returns, I'll share how you can get a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine.
In this past year, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has impacted more than 2 million people. When you give to FCA, you're investing in the kingdom of God. If you're 70 or older or know someone who is, Congress has just reopened a window of opportunity to make year-end charitable gifts from IRAs. To receive current information about this tax-wise option, go to fcagiftplan.org or call toll-free 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Our very special guest next weekend on Sharing the Victory is Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, who is leading his team into the playoffs for the first time in 10 years.
And I've come to understand that all I need is Jesus. As long as I got him in my corner, everything's going to be just fine.
We'll also hear from former Carolina Panthers defensive end Mike Rucker.
And it's about where you put your faith at. And if you put your faith in the Lord, all that other stuff will take care of itself.
We'll save you a front row seat next weekend on Sharing the Victory.
Sharing the Victory rolls on, and I'm Ron Brown rolling on with you. Do you know that time is running out on our special free offer? We want to give you a free trial subscription to Sharing the Victory magazine. So go to this website, stvfree.com. That's stvfree.com. Just fill out the form. It's that easy. Just go to stvfree.com and sign up for 3 free issues to Sharing the Victory magazine. It's time now for FCA President Les Steckel with Coach's Corner.
I truly hope you and your family had a most blessed and meaningful Christmas together this year. In a few days, the new year will arrive with many opportunities for us to create New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, some of the resolutions and goals that we made 12 months ago for the present year may not yet have been fulfilled. Some of those we may just have to put on our 2009 list and recommit to a fresh start. But for some of those things we desired to accomplish in 2008, it is still not too late. Perhaps there was a neighborhood widow you meant to check in on all year. Well, now that winter has arrived, maybe she has her biggest needs right now. Why not stop in to see her? Maybe there was a faraway relative or a former teacher that you realized just how much they did to encourage you while you were growing up. You thought about writing to thank them this year, but the time has slipped away. Why not draft that letter this holiday weekend, or better yet, make a call to them? Perhaps you read this week that a local food bank has been nearly depleted of all their food stock because of the many people coming there at Christmas time, and that report tugged on your heart. Well, those food banks need to be replenished every week. Why not take a sack of groceries down to the food bank even this weekend, and maybe also you offer to help deliver some groceries to a needy family? And most likely your local church or your favorite ministry has also experienced a difficult time financially this year. Is there something yet you could still do for them before their books are closed on 2008 in just a few days? And we'd be very pleased if you might be able to also help us at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes yet this month to keep ministry outreaches such as this radio program going forward. Anything you could do would be an enormous blessing, and it would be tax deductible to you for 2008 if postmarked by December 31st. Our address is FCA 8701 Leeds Road. That's 8701 LEEDS, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. Whether it's a financial gift to this ministry or your church, restocking the local food bank, a timely letter to a distant friend, or a visit to a needy widow or shut-in, there's much that still can be done for someone or some organization important to you in the remaining days of this year. As 2008 comes to an end, may each of us finish well. Godspeed.
If you didn't catch that address, we'll give it again at the end of the program. I want to echo what Coach was saying. I mean, God loves a cheerful giver, and he has set it up so that his people will cheerfully give to that which brings his pleasure through their hearts. If the FCA ministry has been something that has been feeding you and helping you to grow in your love for Jesus Christ through the vehicle of sports, it is a wonderful thing to be a cheerful giver. God would want that. Please continue to support this great ministry. Do you know that the next time we'll talk will be 2009? And we have a great show to kick that year off. Happy New Year! And remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? Let's start the new year off right. Let's choose Christ. Have a great New Year's celebration from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
Time is running out on our free offer to get 3 free issues of Sharing the Victory magazine. Go to our special website today to get the free offer from Sharing the Victory magazine. The website is stvfree.com. That's stvfree.com. As 2008 draws to a close, please prayerfully consider making a tax-deductible gift to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. In the past year, FCA touched more than 2 million lives. With your help, FCA will touch even more lives for Christ in 2009. Please send your gift to FCA, 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. That's 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. And make sure you tell us if you listen online or via the podcast. You can also give securely online at fca.org or call us toll-free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. We thank you for listening today, and Happy New Year from all of us at Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.